We have begun, as well as we could, this most wonderful, this most awesome, this most holy week. A week during which every single day we celebrate the events that led to the wondrous act of self-sacrifice, of salvation that is proffered unto God the Father by God the Son in God the Holy Spirit. For remember, they are always one. They're always together. And so, each and every single day commemorates something. Today, we have commemorated beautifully, despite so many obstacles, including illnesses, including my own, the wonderful procession during which Jesus entered Jerusalem. A procession which was prophesied. A procession which ultimately proclaims that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the Son of David, the authentic King of Israel. Having received this from his mother in the flesh and from his putative father, St. Joseph, in the spirit. For both were of the house of David. And it was part of the coronation rite of the King of Israel to enter Israel seated on a colt. What a wonderful way to be crowned. It is almost unthinkable to us. It is almost impossible for us to grasp the great love and humility that Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, had for us. The tremendous humility, the likes of which there is none. He doesn't come in a glorious and wondrous throne, or even in a magnificent sedia gestatoria. Perhaps if they wanted to change the liturgy, as they have, maybe they should have the Pope come in on a colt of an ass. And then they would follow more closely Jesus Christ. But that is not the case. But let that go. We pray and we hope and we struggle and we suffer for the restoration of the ancient liturgy of the church. And our Lord enters Jerusalem to the acclamations of the populace. Hosanna to the Son of David. No one else had ever been acclaimed as such. The Son of David, the Messiah, the Son of God. The titles mean the same thing, the Son of Man. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He is sent by God the Father, but he comes of his own volition. And he's also sent by God the Holy Spirit. All three are together always. And thus he enters his city. His coronation would not be until Thursday night and Friday, which we shall also commemorate and celebrate. He will not be crowned with a crown of gold or platinum or even a tiara Would that it comes back soon. He will be crowned by a crown, a helmet of thorns. The thorns of which were so hard and so long. They came from a bush, from the Holy Land. And they would oftentimes cut the thorns and use them as needles or as nails. You ever had a bad headache or a migraine? It doesn't even compare to what our Lord suffered. And the nerves of his face were all pierced and contracted. If you ever had a toothache, it doesn't even compare. Pains which made the muscles go into spasms. It is this with which the Son of God and the Son of Mary is crowned. After having been whipped, after having been insulted, after having been spat upon on his face, disgustingly, mockingly. Just think, this is how much Jesus loves you. Are you grateful for that love? Do you return it as it should be returned? Are you just full of complaints? Do we hear him complain? Not once. Not once. So, the Son of God, the Son of the sorrowful Mother, Mary Most Holy, who is there watching and suffering every bit of the way, begins the sacrifice. The sacrifice of Calvary, the sacrifice of the cross, the sacrifice not a birthday party, not a picnic in the grass, but the sacrifice in which the Lamb of God, the real, spotless Lamb of God, is pierced for our offenses. His hands and feet nailed to the cross, where he hangs in the most incredible suffering and pain for 3 hours. So much does he love you? How much do you love him? It is so easy to say I love you to anybody, whoever it may be, and then go our merry way without having to think about it twice again. But love, you must remember, is equal, is tantamount. It means suffering. Suffering. He has endured more than anyone could possibly imagine for us, for you and me. How much have you endured for him? Pope Benedict oftentimes said, you have not yet shed your blood for him. We have not. But he has shed his blood, His precious blood, His salvific blood, by which we are sprinkled, not the blood of heifers or calves or other animals that can do nothing, but the real and most precious blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And so this week, we will join with him and with the apostles and with the Blessed Mother. We will suffer, hopefully, with him. Not necessarily physically, and that may be the case, but spiritually, in the heart and in the soul. When we celebrate the Stations of the Cross every Friday, and we sing the beautiful sequence of the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we continuously say, is there one who would not suffer to see this spectacle of love? Is there one who would not suffer to join himself or herself to the most sorrowful, immaculate heart of Mary, pierced by a sword, as St. Simeon predicted at the presentation? For he came to die. You and I come to live. He came to die. What tremendous love. St. Francis, when going throughout the streets of Assisi, all he would cry out as he wept copious tears was superabundance of love. Superabundance of love. There is no love like his. How do we return it? How do we correspond to it? How do we give him thanks? To what extent are we willing to die for him? To what extent are we willing to live for him? To what extent are we willing to fall before our faces, before his throne, in the most blessed sacrament of the altar, and to worship him? Superabundance of love. As we continue to celebrate these wondrous events, this history, history of our own, history of the church, history of those who are called aside to follow him by baptism, by confirmation, by ordination and consecration. Let us join ourselves to the Most Holy Mother. Let us join ourselves to the suffering servant of God who sheds his last blood on the cross for love of us. Let us unite ourselves to them. And let us make this week holy, in prayer, in reparation, adoration of the Most Holy Eucharist, in receiving Holy Communion worthily, in joining in the mysteries that the Church commemorates during these holy days. And let us always give thanks to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for giving us this wondrous gift of salvation. What wondrous love is this, O my Lord? What wondrous love is this? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.